Hi everyone, today's Perek for Rambam is the 28th chapter of Hilchos Shabbos. In this Perek, Rambam continues his discussion of Tchum, the point where one is allowed to walk up until but not beyond on Shabbos when traveling outside of the city limits. And in this Perek, Rambam focuses more specifically on how exactly to measure the Tchum. Halacha Aleph. Kol beis dira shu yotzei min ha'medina, im haya beino bein ha'medina shivim ama ushnei shlishi ama, shu tzela beis tzayim ha'merubas, o pachos mizeh. If you have a small living space, which goes beyond the boundaries of the city, it's outside of the boundaries of the city, and between it and the city, there is either up until 70 amos and two-thirds of an amma, i.e. 70.6, 70 and change, as we'll say in the future, 70 plus, between it and the city, which, where'd that number come from, is the length of one side of a square, which is 5,000 amos squared. So in that case, since this little living space is so close to the city, it's able to join to the city, and we count the 2,000 amos from there. So then when we start to count where we measure from for the 2,000 amos from beyond the city's limits, this is considered the end of the city's limit, and therefore you count the 2,000 from here. Halacha Beis. Haya bias is at karv l'medina b'shivim amma, u bias sheni karv l'bias rishon b'shivim amma, u bias shlishi karv l'sheni b'shivim amma, v'chein an mahalach kama yamim, haria kol k'medina achas, u k'shem modin modin michutz l'bias acharon. If you have this little city that's, we'll, you know, use a estimation, and call it 70 amos, it's within 70 amos of the first city. And the next one is 70 amos within that first house, and then another house beyond that second house, which is within 70 amos, and so on and so forth. Even if you get to a distance of many days in length, that all counts as one city. And each of those is like still continuing the city's limits. It's as if it's part of its suburbs. And therefore, when you measure the 2,000 amos, you go from that last house. However, in order to qualify as a place where somebody could live in, so it has to at least be 4 amos by 4 amos or more. If it's less than that, then it doesn't quite qualify. All of these other sort of dwelling places, which you might not have thought counts as a dwelling place, but it does indeed count as a dwelling place with regards to this, as long as they have the proper sizes, then if they are within these 70 plus amos, then they count as part of the city and can extend its limits to be counted the 2,000 amos from them and onward, such as a shul, which is a place for the people that are involved in the shul to sleep in if they need to, or unfortunately, the opposite. You have a base of Odazara, a place where they serve idolatry, and a place for its priests. You have some sort of storage house which has a place for people to live in, or a bridge or a grave that might have a place for somebody to live in, or just a structure that itself is 4 amos by 4 amos, that has 3 walls and no roof, and nonetheless, it still qualifies. Or you have a place where people would have as watchtowers to look out for enemies or for animals or the like. You have a little home which is built out at sea. If you have a structure which has 2 walls and instead of the 3 walls we said beforehand, which doesn't have a roof, here you have 2 walls and it does have a roof, or you have a little cave which has a building at its entrance that people can live in. All of these, again, count as part of the city, assuming they're within the 70 amos and can extend its limits. And then, with regards to this being the outer limit of the city, so then we consider it as if a line is stretched out along the length of the entire city from there, and we measure 2,000 amos from there and onward. We create a square from that point. However, the following are things which do not join together with the city. If you have something which has only 2 walls, that doesn't have a roof, though. So even though people live in it, it does not qualify. And all those other places we mentioned, a shul, a place of idolatry, a storehouse, a grave, a bridge, any one of these places which doesn't have an accompanying place where people can actually live. Va'bor, va'shiach, ma'ara, various types of cisterns, va'shovach, a dovecot, u'bayis, shivasfina, or a little house which is unlike in the water, built on some sort of little island or rock, but it's on a boat, kol elu kiyotibhen emes tafranima. So then these do not join together with the city, and you don't count its city limits from them. Halacha hei. If you have 2 cities, one near the other one, emesh b'nam mea v'arbam v'achas Ushlish, if there's 141 and 1/3 amos between them, Kadesh Yish, Shivim Amav Shirai Mozu, Bishivim Amav Shirai Mozu. So that way you have 70 plus from this one and 70 plus to this one. Choshen Shtein Kir Achas. We view them all as one city. And therefore, if you're in one city, you can walk all the way to the other city, and then that whole entire other city, and then beyond its limits, 2,000 amos. Hayushlosh Kfar Meshulashin. If you have three cities now, and we'll see how they're organized in a second. If you have a triangular formation, so one of them's in the top right, one of them's in the top left, and then in between them, like forming a triangle on the bottom, you have this third city. And the distance from that third city to either one of those two top ones, the one in the top left and the one in the top right, is 2,000 or less amos. And with regards to the two upper cities, the ones that are right near each other in the triangle, so then, if you have Ubein Hashnaim Achitzonim Asayim Shalosh Ushmonim Pachos Shlesh, Kadesh Yeh Bein Kol Echad Mehen Ubein Amtsai Kishatirosok Iluhu Beinim Meiv Arba Vachas Ama Vishlesh, if there is 282 and 2/3 Amos or less between those two upper villages, the one that's, you know, the top left one and the top right one, there's that distance between them. So that if you had taken that bottom one, the point of the triangle, and moved it magically up in between those two cities, so then you would have had a distance of less than 141 and 1/3 Amos between that middle city and either one of them. So in this case too, we say Hare Shlushtan Medina Achas, we view them all as one larger city. And then you can measure 2,000 amos in every direction from each one of the three. Ir shehokva ubasov yashva mojin la mer yeshiva sa. If a city had been surrounded, then afterwards it was dwelled within. So we measure from the place where it's dwelled within. Yashva ubasov hokva, if it had a place of dwelling, then afterwards was surrounded, mojin la mechamoseha. So then you measure it from its walls. Halacha vav. Ir shaisa aruka omurbat. If you have a city which is a rectangle or a square, hol v'yeshla arba zavios shavos, since it has four equal corners, manichan osa kemoshehi. We leave it as it is. Umodin la apayim ama l'chol ruach me'arba ruchoseha. And we measure 2,000 amos from it in each direction. Haisa agula osin la zavios v'roon osa k'iluhu besoch hamaruba. Umodin chot mitzal os oso maruba apayim ama l'chol ruach shenimsa mistakir hazavios. If it was a circular shaped city, though, so then we view it as if the circle was totally conscribed by a larger square or rectangle, depending on whether it's a circle or an oval. And then from that outer square slash rectangle, you would measure the 2,000 amos in that case, and then it turns out that you gain a little bit extra in those corners. Halacha Zayin. V'chein ha'isa ha'ir mishuleshes, o sheish la tzlos rabos mirabin osa, v'achakach mojedin chutz la meruba, alpayim ama l'cho ruach. And similarly, if you have a city which is either a triangle or it has lots of sides to it, so then we again construct a square all around it, and from that imaginary square we measure 2,000 amos from that in every direction. And also similarly, when we make that square around the city, so then we make it according to each one of the four directions on a compass, meaning to say, we do it due east, and due west, and due north, and due south. So that way, each one of its sides faces one of these four directions, and then we go from there in a straight line, upward and downward. L'achachas. Haisa rechava mitzad echad, uktsar mitzad echad, ron osak iluhi kula rechava. When you have a city shaped like a trapezoid, with one side being shorter than the other one, so then, in that case, we view it as if both sides are the length of that longer side. Haisa asuya kamin gam, oshaya asuya kekeshes. If a city is shaped like an L, or it's shaped like a bow, like a rainbow shape. Im yesh bein shnei rasheha pachos me'arba alafim amos. Modin d'ma min ha'yaser. V'roen es kol ha'rochav shebein ha'yaser v'akeshes kiluhu malei batim. So then, if there's less than 4,000 amos between the two points on the ends, like let's say of this rainbow, so then we measure the tchum from that imaginary line, which would connect those two different points. However, if between the two ends of that rainbow there was 4,000 amos, ein mojin la elamin akeshes. So then we only measure it not from that having been filled in, but only from the actual middle point of the bow. Halacha tes, ir sheyoshevus al sfas hanachal. If you have a city which is on the edge of a river, im yesh lefaneha daka rochav arba amos al sfas hanachal, kishyamdu alta yesh tamshu banachal. If there's this little area, like a dock, which is 4 miles wide at the river's end, so that a person can stand on it and still use the river. So then, Nimsa Nahal b'chalal ir. So then, that river counts as within the city. Umodin la apay ama misfas hanachal hashniya, v'yaseh hanachal kulo b'chalal ha-medina, v'nei hadaka b'nuya mizido. So then, we measure the 2,000 amos from the end on the other side of the river, and we count the whole river as if it was inside of the city, since you have this little dock which you have built next to it to use. V'im lo haya sham daka, however, if there was no such dock, ein mojin lahen elo pesach batein, you only measure from the entrance of the homes at the end, v'nimza nachal nimdan milapayin shalhem. And then when you count the 2,000 amos, it's going to have to include the fact that this river will take up space from that measurement. Lachi yud. Yoshvei tzrifin, ein mojin lahen elo pesach batein. If there are people that live in these little huts out in the fields in the wilderness, so we only measure them from the front of their homes, from the doors, and onward. If, though, there's three little courtyards, these three little chatzeros, which have two houses in each one of them, so then the entire little area is considered a mini city, and then we make a square around it, and we count 2,000 amos from each one of its borders, just like any other city. Halacha Yud Aleph. Ein mojidin el bechevel shachamishim ama. Lo pachos v'lo yaser. Bechevel shal pishtan, kedei shalo yimashich yoser midai. When we actually do the measurement, we use only a rope which is 50 amos in length, not more, not less, and we also use a rope which is made from flax in order so that it not be drawn beyond its actual limit. Higia legai, if you reach a place where the earth descends, you know, you get to like a valley, im hayarach bo chamishim ama, if its width was 50 amos, shiyachol av lio bechevel hamida, so that you can just go straight across it and have it be swallowed up based off the rope that you're measuring with, mavlio, so then you can swallow it up. However, this is assuming that this little ravine is less than 4,000 amos deep. If it's 4,000 amos or more deep, then that's not allowed. Halachi Yud Beis. But my drama more, when is that true? She'achot ha-mishkolas yorei k'negdo, she'efshar l'shtamish bel. When it goes so quickly and directly into this ravine that the sides cannot be used. That if you took, like, let's say a plumb line and you threw it in there, and it wouldn't be able to just go straight down. So then you can't just subsume it by going straight across it. Unless the crevice was less than 2,000 amos in its depth. If it's a valley that has a very, very gradual descent, so then you can go up and down it, and you measure with a sort of estimation. If it was wider, though, this crevice was wider than 50 amos, then you can't just have it subsumed within that rope straight across. So then, what you should do, you go to a place where they can just have the rope go straight across to cover that 50 amos, and then you measure it over there, and you see the parallel to the place where they're measuring from, and then you go back to what you were doing. And you do that again, so on and so forth. Halacha Yud Dalet. Higila kotel, in omer miko vesa kotel, el omer rachpo v'holichlo. So when you reach a wall, what do you say? That you have to go through the wall in order to keep measuring? Instead, you can just estimate how wide it is and keep on going. Im esh l'shtamish bo, mojin o medita yafe. However, if you can actually use that wall, so then you have to exactly measure it. You have to know exactly how wide it is. Em hayachot ha-meshkolas yori k'negdo. If you would take a plumb line, it would go directly parallel to the wall. It's like really a straight incline. So then in that case, modi rachbo medili yafa. So again, you have to measure it exactly.